You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Well, this might be one of the more bizarre stories we can remember in recent time, but it involves a true global sporting megastar. You'll know the name, Shohei Ohtani. You've heard it's explained that he is the true unicorn of baseball. When healthy, is world-class as a hitter and world-class as a pitcher. I mean, that just does not happen. This Japanese star recently signed a staggering contract with the LA Dodgers to move across town. The deal was worth $700 million US dollars over a very long period of time. So when the stories broke, and they're big, that this translator of his allegedly stole his money for illegal sports betting, it was a big, big deal. The Japanese baseball star's longtime friend and confidant, Ippi Mitsuhara, is under the gun here. He was fired by the Los Angeles Dodgers last week after allegations of theft connected to illegal gambling. And according to ESPN, at least $4.5 million US was transferred from Ohtani's bank account to a bookmaker. Ohtani, at this stage, is not accused of any wrongdoing himself, but said he was very saddened that someone I had trusted has done this. There is obviously about 1,000 questions here, and luckily for us, we have Michael Duarte, who is from the NBA. Sees finest reporter out of LA, and he was at yesterday's press conference to ask those questions and answer ours. Michael, good morning to you. Thank you so much for your time. Good afternoon, your time. What on earth has happened here, and how big is this?
Yeah, first, guys, you guys made me cry and teary-eyed with that send-off to Louis. So, you know, Louis reached out to me very, very long time ago, years and years ago, to come on the show. And so he's got a dear place in my heart, and I wish him the best. And hopefully I'll get to keep coming on your show and your listeners there in New Zealand. But yeah, that was a great send-off for him you guys just had in the lead-up into bringing me on. And then the next part of what you asked, Ian, I was in the room. I had boots on the ground here during that, I don't know if we want to call it a press conference yesterday, more like a reading of a statement by Shohei Ohtani and his new interpreter, Will Ireton, who's been with the Dodgers for, this is his ninth year now. Unfortunately, they didn't let anybody, me or anyone else, ask any questions to Shohei Ohtani, because you're right, there's at least 1,000 questions that we still have through this very bizarre story that has changed more times than the leaves change colors in autumn. And, you know, as more and more of this story comes out, more and more questions arise, as you mentioned, and it gets our eyebrows up like we're Anthony Davis on the Lakers. And so I have a lot of questions right now. I have a lot of questions right now, Ian, biggest of which is the two big questions that Shohei didn't bring up in his statement yesterday. And that is, if you're going to tell us you knew nothing about this, you knew nothing about your longtime friend, confidant, brother, business partner, translator, workout partner, assistant, everything. You knew nothing about him betting on sports. You've been with him for 12 years. You knew nothing about that. You knew nothing about his debt. You knew nothing about him going into your accounts and sending $500,000 wires, nine of them, we've been told over the last 2 years, to a bookmaker here with the word loan in the description. If you know none of it, then please help us by explaining how he had access to your accounts, why he had access to your accounts, who else had access to your accounts. Do you have a financial advisor? Do you have an accountant? Who gets the statements? Did the bank want to know why nine different $500,000 transfers were going out to the same person over 2 years? There's a lot of questions still to be asked here. And unfortunately, Ian, I just don't think we're going to get the answers anytime soon. I think both Ippi and Shohei, for the immediate future, will be hiding behind lawyers until some of these investigations get wrapped up.
And so in the meantime, we speculate. We continue to speculate, Michael. And so we look at the, when we speculate, we tend to bring the ugly side of life up. What are you thinking here? I mean, an answer to some of your questions, no, he cannot have been alongside this guy for 12 years and not known some of the stuff that's going on, surely.
Yeah, I think that's more of a stretch than a fat man wearing ski pants, guys. To know absolutely nothing about what your best friend and business partner's up to. And look, guys, we're guys who talk sports. We do it for a living, but I'm telling you, this goes along across the world in millions of countries. Everybody's talking sports, and guess what they're talking about? They're talking about gambling and bets. They're talking about over-unders and the lines and who's going to win the tournament. And this is normal discourse between men and women who are in the sports industry, who love watching sports, who bet on sports. And here in the United States, in 38 of the 50 states, it is 100% legal now to bet on sports. Unfortunately, we had it on the ballot here in California 2 years ago. It didn't pass. So it's still illegal outside of like casinos and different places. But to be an illegal bookmaker and a bookie, as they call it here, that is still illegal. And unfortunately, it seems like what the facts are, ePay met this bookie back in 2021 while the Angels were in San Diego. They were playing poker. They exchanged numbers. And this is probably how the whole thing started. And clearly, whoever was making the bets was losing a lot over those 3 year time or 2 year span. So and then it just goes to this point where now we know that wires were sent from Ohtani's account. We don't know who sent them. We don't know who was placing the bets. We don't know what those bets were on. Maybe the feds, the federal, the FBI and the feds here in the States who are investigating the bookmaker, whose name is Matthew Boyden. Maybe we'll hear about that as time goes on, as more evidence comes out. Maybe we'll know and have some answers to those questions. But as you talk about speculation, what we can speculate about, what we can talk about, what we can discuss, and what we think or what we believe is a whole lot different than what can be proven with facts and with evidence in a court of law. And I just think if the story that Shohei Ohtani is going to go with is this one where he knew absolutely nothing and didn't know anything about betting, about sports betting, knew nothing about what his best friend interpreter was up to this whole time, didn't know about the debt, didn't send the payments, didn't know he was in his account stealing from him over these 2 years. If that's the story they're going with, and I really hope and believe that there is no evidence to counter that story, because that's the story they're going with, and that's what Shohei basically repeated when he read that statement that I was in the room for yesterday.
Michael, one of the ugly things about sports betting when athletes get involved, of course, is they bet on games that they're involved in themselves. And that is where the water gets exceedingly murky, particularly if you happen to lose one or, you know, spot betting is involved and you happen to walk somebody or something along those sorts of natures. Is there any, how deep have they gone investigating in terms of what particular bets on what particular games this fellow has been having?
Yeah, that's a great question. And this is a question that me as a reporter and investigators want to know about as well. And I don't know if we know the answer. The feds busted up this. They went to San Juan Capistrano, which was where Matthew Boyer, he's running this illegal bookmaking ring. He is the bookie in this case. He was running it out of his home in San Juan Capistrano. He's a playboy of sorts, from what I've been told. He loves Vegas. He loves gambling. He loves drugs and women. He has five sons. He has a wife. He has lots of cars. He had lots of cryptocurrency, lots of Bitcoin. The feds went in and took it all. They took everything. So if there's a ledger, if there's a book that's written down all of the bets that were being placed, how much was placed and on what and who did the bet, that's what we're hoping will come out from this federal investigation. Now, to your point, Major League Baseball is now investigating this story as well. And there's a little bit of a difference there because Ipe Mizuhara, the translator for Shohei Ohtani, now that he's no longer employed by the Dodgers and therefore no longer considered in Major League Baseball, he does not have to speak to Major League Baseball in this investigation. His lawyers probably will tell him you should not speak to them, especially because now there could be some criminal investigations going on if he indeed stole money from his account, as Shohei said he has done. So he's probably not going to speak. Shohei Ohtani, in that press conference, to his credit yesterday, did say he would participate and help and aid and assist in these investigations. Now, he technically also doesn't have to speak to Major League Baseball because there is a criminal investigation going on to the bookmaker Matthew Boyer that Ohtani is a part of, at least because his name is on those bank wire transfers from his account. And so he can say, because of that, I don't want to incriminate myself. And so I'm not going to speak to them either. So to me, all Major League Baseball is going to be able to go off of here to get the answers to the same questions you and I have is through that federal investigation. So whatever the feds have, as far as, like you said, a ledger or a book, whatever they have as far as communication between Ipe Mizuhara, the translator, and the bookmaker on when the bets took place and how they took place, and what they have as far as the forensic evidence for the wire transfers that took place. Nine of them, they said, over the last 2 years, all $500,000 with the word loan written in the memo and description line. Those are going to be questions that the feds will have to answer in their investigation, and MLB will get their answers through that. And then they will act accordingly as far as what sort of punishment could come down. And like you said, in the eyes of Major League Baseball, all they really care about is, did you bet on baseball, which therefore taints and spoils the purity and the integrity of the game, a la Pete Rose back in the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. Now, everyone across the board has come out and said, nobody bet on baseball here. Not Ohtani, not Ipe. Ipe has said it. The lawyers have said it. Shohei Ohtani said it yesterday. Even Matthew Boynton's lawyer, who is the bookie in this case, has said they never bet on baseball. So that's going to be important here. And what guys don't know is there is a precedent for this. A lot of people haven't been talking about this on the air. There was a baseball player who played for the Miami Marlins. His name is Jared Cozart. Back in 2015, he was investigated by Major League Baseball. It was found out that he did use an illegal bookie to place bets not on baseball. MLB investigated. They were able to prove none of the bets took place on baseball. So all he received was a fine of $450,000. He was able to keep playing and keep pitching. So that's a precedent for what could have happened, you know, should they find out Ohtani sent money to an illegal bookmaker in this case. That's the precedent, a fine of about $500,000, which is a number that they're very familiar with in this case so far.
Okay. Have you had a reaction? I mean, it's still preseason, although the season officially has got underway. It's still a lot of preseason games going on involving the Dodgers. Have you had any sort of a reaction from Dodgers fans, for one? And two, what happens to all these people with massive endorsements towards Ohtani worldwide?
Yeah, and you nailed on that latter part of your question there, Ian. You nailed this entire story on the head. And to me, what it really is all about, and that is the endorsements and the brand of Ohtani. But to the first part of your question, yes, they're still playing exhibition games right now. They have another one Tuesday night against the Angels, his former team, back in Anaheim, where Ohtani will be returning to the stadium that he played the first 6 years of his career in, the stadium that, you know, he was beloved, the stadium he hit all those home runs and recorded all those strikeouts in, just in a different clubhouse, different locker room this time. So that's where he will be on Tuesday night, this night, playing the last spring season, the last exhibition game before everything starts to count again for real on Thursday against the Cardinals. Dodgers fans, from what I've seen just through social media, through the fans that I've talked to at the stadium the last couple days, they're kind of in the same boat as the team itself is, Ian, and that is, look, you're innocent until you're proven guilty. This is what Shohei Ohtani said happened. We're going to back our guy. We're going to keep playing baseball and focus on the game, and we're going to support him because he's our teammate in any way we can. That's kind of the statement of fans. We have the two-time MVP, the unanimous MVP, the biggest star in the game, and the biggest star in baseball since Babe Ruth. We have him on our team. We're going to support him. We're going to believe him. And a lot of them are trying to go out there and prove and explain how Shohei's version of events can be plausible and be possible in this case, which is that the interpreter did everything. He's a mastermind. He's actually probably the worst criminal based on how this story has gone, if that's the case. But that's what Dodger fans are saying right now. They're trying to help prove Shohei Ohtani's case and story in this instance. And to me, and there's a couple of things I want to point out real quick to answer that second part of your question. The reporter who broke this story for ESPN, her name is Tisha Thompson, and she's on record of finding out at least that there was these two wire transfers for $500,000 each last fall, September and October of 2023, sent from Shohei Ohtani's bank account with his name on it, with that memo loan in the description line, like I said. That's what they had. That's what they know. They called Shohei Ohtani's agent. His name is Nez Bilello. He works for CAA here in Los Angeles. They called him here in Los Angeles while the team was in Korea, but before those games even started. And they reached out to him, left a message, and said, "We have these wire transfers. We just want to know why his name is on them, sent to an illegal bookmaker." In the 36 hours that followed before ESPN got a response, Nez Bilello, the agent, who also was the agent for Ryan Braun. And if fans remember, I don't know if your fans in New Zealand remember this, Ryan Braun won MVP back in the, you know, about 10 years ago. But it turned out he had tested positive for PEDs, for performance-enhancing drugs, steroids. And Nez Bilello went on a campaign to just completely say nothing ever happened. He obfuscate everything at the highest level, deny, and take no accountability. We're innocent. Until finally it proved through the facts and the evidence that he indeed did take performance-enhancing drugs, and he was suspended for 50 games. So there's a pattern of behavior from this agency and this agent in scandals like this to just deny everything. Anyways, they had 36 hours to respond to ESPN. In that time, the agent hired a crisis spokesperson to handle this. They also hired a legal team to help handle this. And they also spoke to Ipe, the interpreter. And 36 hours later, they gave a statement to ESPN from Shohei Ohtani himself, they said. And that statement was that Ohtani was the one who sent the money to cover his best friend's gambling debts. And then obviously you have the interview with the interpreter with ESPN over the phone for 90 minutes in which he breaks down everything that happened, and his story and version of events is exactly what they said Ohtani said, which is that he loaned him the money to help pay him out and that he was never a part of it. The problem with that story, though, is that it gets Ohtani in legal jeopardy for sending money to an illegal bookmaker in a state like California where that's illegal. And also in baseball could potentially open him up to that fine I just mentioned, or even a suspension if they chose to give that kind of punishment. So that's kind of why where we're at. And that's the twist in these stories. And what I want to say finally to you is Shohei Ohtani, as you mentioned in the lead up to this interview, is a billion-dollar brand, a $700 million contract over 10 years. He makes almost $70 million off of endorsements. He's the face of New Balance Shoe Company here in the U.S., not to mention all the Japanese sponsors and endorsements he has, not to mention the face of the Dodgers and the face of Major League Baseball. That is the cash cow, and you want to protect that cash cow at all costs. It is in the best interest of everyone involved, I just mentioned, that brand, the Shohei Ohtani brand, is not tainted in any way, and that's why I think this is the story that you're hearing coming out.
My final question to you, I could talk to you all day. I love hearing you, but the other thing is, I was going to ask you about who's going to win MLB. I was going to ask you who's going to win March Madness, but here's my final question to you. Is it possible, is it at all possible that Shohei Ohtani has a massive gambling problem?
That's you're getting right to the crux. Again, we're speculating. I don't want to speculate, yep. But sure, that is a possibility. Just as Shohei Ohtani's version of events that he knew nothing about this is also a possibility. The last thing I'll say to that question, though, Ian, is that I've spoken to MLB executives, scouts, teammates, coaches of Shohei Ohtani's, like Mike Socha, who was his first coach with the Angels, Joe Maddon, who was his coach for a couple years with the Angels. All of them have told me the same thing. They don't believe Shohei Ohtani is a degenerate gambler. They think this guy lives, breathes, and eats baseball 24/7. He is so disciplined. He's watching his swing. He wants to get better at pitching every single day, at hitting every single day. That's the kind of guy he is. They call him a machine because all he wants to do is baseball. They don't believe he's a gambler. So that could lead us to believe the story that came out, which was maybe he was helping his friend cover these debts or something. But it's certainly a possibility, because the big thing I want to say is when you're a bookie here in the US and you take on clients, you give them a line of credit, similar to a credit card company would give you a line of credit on your credit card. And usually that's based off of income. It's based off of your assets, what you own and things like that, and what they think you're good for. It's possible, certainly, but I don't see how a bookie would give an interpreter who maybe makes between $85,000 and $200,000 a year a line of credit of at least $4.5 million, maybe higher. That just doesn't make sense to me. Now we're talking about potentially the bookie being the worst bookie in the history of bookies, if that was the case.
You're right. Absolutely. As I say, you have so many questions. I just love Pete Rose's comment when he said, if there were interpreters back in the 80s and 90s, I'd have got off scot-free. I thought that was quite cool.
Yeah. Yep, you're right. Unfortunately, when you don't speak fluent English, and I can tell you right here, Ian, I've heard Shohei Ohtani speak English. I've heard him answer questions in English without it being interpreted. He's been here in the States for 7 years, so he's got to know some English. But when you are not comfortable speaking fluent English and you speak through an interpreter, that gives you that cushion to say, I didn't know anything about this. And that's something, like you said, Pete Rose didn't have. And for the record, give me UConn to win the tournament and give me the Braves to win the World Series.
You're a legend, Michael Duarte. You're an absolute legend. Thank you for your time this morning. We've gone a little bit longer than even you wanted to do, but it's been so enlightening and so fantastic to listen to you. I don't want to hang up. So cheers, man. Thanks for your time and have a terrific remainder of your day.
Thank you, and good luck to the New Zealand women's cricket team. I hope they beat England, and hopefully I'll come on soon, even though our boy Louis will be gone. But thank you for having me on, guys. Enjoy the day.
You're on our diary for many, many times this calendar year. Thank you, sir. Thank you, and have a terrific day, as I said.
Okay, ciao.